like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Jessica Lager.
And this is It's Movie Time. Jess, Cormac McCarthy as a writer, Ridley Scott as a director. Do you think The Counselor matches up?
There were things about it that I liked. Overall, I wanted to like it more because of who I knew going into it, made the movie, and who was in it.
Yeah,
so I'm on the fence with
it. Yeah, I mean, when Ridley Scott did Alien and Thelma and Louise, Cormac McCarthy's a great novelist. The Road, All the Pretty Horses, No Country for Old Men.
I love that movie.
Right.
That's one that I love.
All
yes.
Right.
I actually really enjoyed a lot of the writing, but some of it didn't fit for me, and it got a little heavy-handed at times.
You know, you can really hear Cormac McCarthy in that. There's some beautiful and sometimes over-the-top speeches.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a neo-noir. It's mm-hmm. set in West Texas. So this is where usually bad stuff happens.
Yeah.
It's pure evil.
Yeah.
You know, I like Michael Fassbender again. He plays the counselor. He's never named an attorney who is caught in a drug deal.
Right. That goes wrong.
Cameron Diaz is a very bad femme fatale.
She is very interesting in this movie. There's one scene that you have to...
Yeah.
I don't even know how you really describe it.
You know, that is a memorable scene.
Yeah.
It's a sex scene.
Yeah.
But it's not like anything you've ever seen.
What's interesting about it, Javier Bardem,
yes.
when he's telling the story of Cameron Diaz's character, you can tell he's scared, and he goes on to say, she scares me a little bit.
They're married, and she has two cheetahs as pets.
Yes.
In the opening shot.
She looks like a cheetah. She has cheetah tattoos, and like her hair
like
is kind of
yeah.
done like that, and her makeup.
Just the opening scene, when the two of them are sitting there drinking, watching the cheetah go after a jackrabbit.
Yes.
It's going to be pretty brutal.
Yes, and you can tell she's cold from that moment on, the things that she says, even just from the very beginning.
Yes, so he calls her cold, and yeah. she is, and Diaz. It may be a little bit over the top, you know
I
what I mean?
I think so. The first half of the movie I really liked. I loved the mystery. I loved the noir aspect, because
yes.
I love those movies.
Yeah.
And it was foreboding, and you feel like it's impending doom through the first half of
yeah,
the
yeah.
movie.
Yeah, there's a feeling of fear that pervades this,
right.
a sense that you said foreboding. It seems like in this world, and now you're talking drug deals, people who are murdered very casually, as a Brad Pitt character, whom I like.
Yes.
Tells us.
I liked
about,
him.
You know,
I loved the casting, and I loved the characters and how they were written.
Right. Just murders and decapitations are just
mm-hmm.
part of the business. Don't sweat.
Yeah. His dialogue with the counselor, he's basically saying, are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
And throughout the film, the counselor keeps kind of encountering situations where really he should be turning back.
Penelope Cruz, who plays his very innocent
yes.
soon-to-be wife,
mm-hmm.
although I never think of Cormac McCarthy as being sexy, but that opening scene when they're in bed?
Beginning was very intimate. And, mm-hmm.
and that's another thing I like about McCarthy is all of our decisions have effects.
Yeah.
Cause and effect.
Yeah.
And so, you know, whatever happens, you better be ready. And he's been warned.
He gets warned. He doesn't listen.
Hey, look, he goes to Amsterdam
mm-hmm.
to get a diamond for her, 3.5 carats at least,
mm-hmm.
which is going to put him in hock.
Oh, yeah.
So he needs this deal.
Right. Right. It is interesting. I think some of the scenes with those two, really all of them probably, especially the scene where he proposes, it's so genuine.
Yes, yes.
And his acting and her acting, you do feel it.
Oh.
You absolutely feel that he is crazy in love with this woman.
Yeah, you know.
Which is such a contrast, too.
Sure. Certainly there are divided opinions already
mm-hmm.
about the counselor.
Mm-hmm.
Some who just don't like it and others who like me. You know, do like it because he like, you know, I like Ridley Scott and I like Cormac McCarthy and I like Michael Fassbender and like Cameron Diaz. I like the whole raft of Harvey Bardem. Come on, I can just, Brad
yeah.
Pitt, come on.
The casting was great. I love the casting. I did.
Jess, I'm trying to get a read on what grade you're going to give this. So I'm going to ask you flat out.
Probably a B-,
okay.
C+ maybe.
I'm an A- guy on this
yeah.
one. I think there are too many plot strands.
Yeah.
And I do think it does get bogged down after that almost lyrical first half. But
right.
When I listen to some of that dialogue, some of it corny and some of it profound,
yes.
I get all that mixed in. I say, look, this for me is not like a whole lot of other pictures out there. So,
it does stick with you.
Yes.
So I can say, and I think that's good, even if I don't love a movie, if it sticks with me, that means something, if it makes an impression. So.
And Jessica Lager, will you promise to stick with this show and come
I promise.
Back again?
Yes. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at the South Campus Gateway, 1550 North High Street. Further details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.
Let's go!